All right, welcome back to Language and Behavior, and this is a special episode because myself and Charlie Peck are here to make a wonderful announcement. If you saw on social media, Charlie and I have been posting over the weekend about a very special project, which is a working title called The EQ Impact, which is a brand new book with Connected Ed. Wrote to you, Charlie. Just how excited are you?
I'm so excited. We've been talking about this for a little bit, and now it's here. So I'm really excited. What about you?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I was stoked, and it was fun to see two people's responses and, you know, saying that they're going to put it on their wish list and they can't wait to get it. And so I just appreciate everyone that not only liked, reposted, but also the comments that were so kind over the weekend. Yeah,
they are.
So Charlie, you want to give a little background as far as where this idea came from?
Yeah, well, we're trying to keep up with the times and really address the layers of issues that we're seeing with behaviors and stress and these high demand environments that we're in. And so we keep hearing about what people need system-wide. Mm-hmm. And so the EQ impact, again, that's a working title, but we're looking at emotional intelligence. So think of social times we're in, think of what's going on in our culture. And EQ is really what we need. It's not soft skills. Soft skills is outdated and it doesn't capture what we need. Sometimes we need to be very direct and have clarity, and that doesn't always feel soft, right? It's just like, what are the skills, but really what level of intelligence do we need? And at this social emotional level, not SEL, it's not that stuff anymore. So that's my take on it. There's just so much I could say, but what would you say?
I agree. I think, you know, a lot of people, especially with us working with school districts, we talk with people at conferences, we're doing our cohort model with districts, and it seems like there's a similar issue and something that's a thread in all of our work. And Charlie, I know you do keynotes outside of the language of behavior. I do too. And I think this is just a beautiful resource that kind of combines everything and that allows us to work with not only students, but also with the adults. I think a lot of adults need some help with emotional intelligence.
They do. Yes. And so that's another piece to this is, we have been working beyond school districts too. Yeah. We have been working in healthcare settings. We've been working on other levels, like even some corporate areas that are wanting us to work with teams and leaders, and people all over the place need these skills. So people don't need more information. People get it. Like when we talk about stress, they get it. They've heard of the amygdala now. They know about regulation. Years ago, people weren't talking about it, but now people are. But they don't need more information. What they need are practical skills that they can actually use and access under stress. And so that's what we're trying to do. And again, system-wide. So you have great habits you work on. I work on the 9 essential skills with people, which parents have been asking me to do that. So now I'm working with parents. I'm working with leaders. I'm working with educators and healthcare workers, mental health professionals. But this adds the layer that we need to make this a system-wide transformation. That's what I'm excited about.
Will you real quick talk through emotional intelligence? I know our listeners are well-versed in a lot of different topics, but I know that we're looking at it in a slightly different way. And if they've read a book, and I have a bunch of books on my bookshelf in regards to this topic, and sometimes they go into like 16 different things under EQ, but for what we're defining, can we talk about what emotional intelligence will be in a practical way?
Yeah. And I work, I mean, people come to me in therapy all the time for this. So from a clinical lens, it's about having complete awareness. It is a skill that is missed. And if you think that sounds easy, it's not easy for people because we're stuck in the past, which leads to a lot of guilt, shame, and pain and depression. And a lot of times we're stuck in the future. You guys know this, anxiety is such a problem. We're always thinking about what if, or there's tension or uncertainty, fear. And so if we don't get a handle on that, we are strained in our relationships. We are not enjoying our life at home, at work, in our communities. And that's just not okay anymore. If anybody has gone through major like stress or loss, like I lost my best friend 10 years ago. And ever since then, this is just not okay to just go through life as a zombie or go through life just trying to get through my day. Forget that. That is not okay. And I certainly don't want that for my children in the future. So the idea of EQ is not only total awareness, but the awareness leads to recognizing my own patterns. And then I can manage my own stress and well-being and actually get some joy out of life but also manage the emotions that come with life and be okay through them, but then be able to step outside of myself and respond more effectively to others so that we're truly enjoying the space with others. Or if we don't enjoy it, if we don't enjoy them, which is okay too, then we can at least have harmony in the space together.
For sure. And I think too, just what I love what we're working on too, is like the stress and the reactivity piece that people are feeling. And a lot of times, as you know, you have so many clients too, Charlie, is that we have emotions, we see these emotions as negative and we shouldn't have them. And we just push it down. Don't really look at it at all. Don't reflect, don't work on anything. And then that's where it's reactive versus responsive. And I love that we're kind of changing that framework or that mindset to make sure that people understand that, no, we do have work on ourselves that we need to do. We can't ignore it anymore. We can't thrive by just being reactive. And when our nervous systems are so stressed out, well, obviously we're not going to be our best version. And it doesn't matter where you are, if you're in education, healthcare, I mean, any profession, if you're feeling like that and your brain is trying to just be in survival mode all the time, that is going to really affect every aspect of your life.
And that's it. And so it's about being emotionally aware mm-hmm. and behaviorally effective, especially under stress. So EQ, in the sense that you and I are presenting it, is the ability to stay aware, even more stressed, stay regulated, and relationally effective when those emotions arise and the stress arises and conflict is there. Because that's the problem that I'm seeing and you're seeing. We're experiencing this in the systems that we work within.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. So we've been talking about the self, right? As far as really working on the individual, but this work expands outside of that, because obviously every space that we are in, we're going to have a ripple effect in that. So when you're talking about conflict, what are some of the things that we're hoping to see, not only with ourselves, but now how we're impacting other people?
Yeah. Well, some of the teachings that we do, for example, is like the ladder of conflict, and don't climb the ladder of conflict. Like, let's not have that intensity. Let's have that responsiveness, not the reactivity. And so it's the ability to know that how you impact others is how the system will behave. And so not only are we equipping the adults, we are equipping the system so that they can be self-sustaining. So it's learning how to read the room accurately, how to notice the other person is not going to be listening to you. So it's time for me to stop, because I know you're not listening, because I know you're dysregulated. And how do we come back and connect? And how do we communicate clearly through that during conflict so that we don't further escalate? And so we can not only de-escalate, but create that harmonious system. And it's going to have a ripple effect from the inside out. But we want to equip people within the system so that they can do the work and see the changes long term.
Yeah. And don't we feel like we've seen that with like our cohort model? I mean, I think folks that are in that always are surprised that, one, we're focusing on them individually first, and then how that translates to the tools and things that we provide, you know, as that second step of like, okay, well, I'm feeling like I'm in a better space now. So I feel like I'm more calm and collected, and I have more capacity to be able to take on more. And then I'm providing a better response to something that could be extremely volatile. You know, a lot of our folks that we're working with, they have upset clients or upset parents, upset students. And so, you know, we obviously want to make sure that there's harmony there as far as the system, and that they all, everyone in there, feels like they possess the skills to handle anything.
That's right. Well, that's it. This goes beyond the PD, the one-off PD, I should say. Yeah. Like, this could be under the professional development, of course, but this isn't just like an EQ workshop. This is like what we're building is an emotionally intelligent system, and it impacts leadership behavior, the way communication happens among staff. And like you said, parents, but community or teams. And again, even in families, family is a system. So how do we interpret conflict now, and how do we change that? How do we respond to behavior rather than a punitive approach? A punitive approach is not working. I'm not saying we don't have to have compliance in a system, but the way that we've been responding is just not effective long term. So just understanding the differences there, the way we give feedback, the way that we manage stress with ourselves, but also with others and the team, the interactions, all of that crisis response, having that security in your building, the, when you first walk into your building so that you can reset so that you're not starting from a place of overwhelm already and decision-making, all of these things. And what people need to understand is that people don't function in isolation. It's shaped by, like, their behavior is shaped by environments, their stress levels, the relationships, leadership responses, and the pressures that the demands of our profession, right? Or the demands of our systems can be. So it's really important to understand all that. Let me say one thing real quick to that too, because that's a lot. But I want people to also understand, Josh, is that what we're doing is taking all of that and simplifying it, like completely simplifying it.
Yes, we have to do that. And we do that in a lot of different ways, but for sure, we're going to do that in the book. I want to think long-term, Charlie, as far as our hope, right? As far as what's on the back end, once they go through the book, maybe they are doing, you know, like we said, something beyond just a one-off PD. What is your hope as far as the impact of this book?
Well, that's why it is truly an impact that's going to impact the system. It's going to make the transformation that people are looking for, but with all of the skills and tools so simplified and easy to understand so that the entire community can understand it and utilize it. So we want the leaders to learn how to implement it. That's the long-term goal, is that you and I will introduce it. We're giving them essentially, this book is going to be essentially a handbook. Like, what do I do? And they can take it themselves and run with it or bring us in to help them with it. But ultimately, our goal is to help them implement it so that they can have that long-term solution. EQ is the future. It's not only just for schools and families. It's for the workplace. It's for relationships that you either like partner up with or marry into, and then affecting your own kids. We have not learned in any generation how to be a parent. You're getting me, I've got so much in my mind here, as you can tell. But how many of us tried to parent without managing our own stress and overwhelm? I mean, we have baby showers and we celebrate it. And then we all of a sudden leave people alone in that. And it is so lonely and it's so difficult. And then there's so much judgment. And we just need to change this culture. And that's my hope. What about you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, I think you talked about soft skills. Some people say essential skills. I think I always go back to like future ready skills. And if you start looking 5 years ahead, as far as, you know, where those very specific skills are needed to be successful in the future, typically it falls somewhere under the emotional intelligence. And sometimes that's even listed on there, depending on where you're looking. So I think, like you said, as far as success, I can think of so many people, especially after the pandemic, that don't possess those skills. They feel more stressed. They feel more anxiety. There's a lot of things that they're bringing to the table that I think no one's really helped them through. And, you know, with the faux pas piece of like going to a mental health facilitator or a counselor or whatever to help you through that, and just the negative pieces that our culture have with mental health, I think this is something that is going to bring a lot of things to light that people are going to be like, I wish I would have had this a long time ago. And I know for myself, it's something that I've tried to build as a young adult till now, where I don't think I really possessed these as a child and a teenager. And it's something that I wish I had. I think it would have made things a lot easier. And so I just think, you know, the title is so spot on. It is an EQ impact. It's going to impact not only your life, but how, you know, you are serving others too. So I'm super excited about the result for our readers.
Absolutely. And imagine if everybody or many people in the system were confident in their ability to get through the tough stuff. I mean, it's beyond resilience, because resilience feels big and resilience touches people in such a different way. There are people navigating a lot of tough things, but also navigating things that don't seem so tough to others, but it's tough for them. So when we give people the skills and also the awareness piece here, and it goes beyond that, and I'll say that in just a minute, because it's beyond a little bit of that awareness. But once we give them the tools and skills in a simplified approach, we can share that together. We can model it easily for each other. And we feel confident to just take on anything. We can learn to fail appropriately. We can pull ourselves back up. That's part of what I do in sessions all the time, is how do I help people be more self-reliant, because other people keep disappointing them. So if they can rely on themselves and then be open to healthier, engaging relationships, that is, just imagine how those systems will function, how society will function. But there's one more piece to this that people need to be aware of, is that the environment is so essential. And that's what you and I are bringing to this, because you cannot build emotionally intelligent people inside emotionally unintelligent systems.
Well, I think that's a great way to end this. So, Charlie, is there any last thoughts you have as our announcement has been made to the world, both on social media and now here on this podcast?
I just hope people will connect with us on social media and listen to this podcast and share it with people who might need this or who might be excited about this, so that we can connect before the book even comes out. And we're going to share strategies and do more of these shows and episodes based on that.
Yeah.
That people need.
Very exciting. Well, if you need more information about anything that we are putting out into the world, you can definitely go to our websites, definitely check out the social media. We're going to be obviously teasing this out as we're constructing it, and we'll give you some more details as we have them. We are hoping to have this out by the end of this year. Again, that's a loose date. It's just like the loose title and everything that we put out. Just know that this is being constructed. But that's with the help of those who are listening, reaching out, the people that we speak to at conferences or at school districts. We're taking everybody's input and making sure that we are truly having a resource that's going to be useful for every reader. So we're excited and look forward to having more conversations about EQ in the future. And with that, Charlie, thank you so much for being here for this special announcement.
You as well. I can't wait.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and a podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. We'll see you on the next episode.